you were just sworn in at the courthouse and mentioned that your wife had pinned the last four badges on you. So you've served in a lot of roles or places, I guess. Can you kind of walk me through your time policing in Alaska?
Sure. The first time I came to Sitka, I still remember getting off the airplane, and it was the same yellow formica on the walls that we are now getting rid of. That was in 1994 when I came to the academy as a recruit. I got hired by the city of Tanana, which is a tiny little village of 250 people, about 60 miles northwest of Fairbanks. And I worked as a one-man police department. So technically, I was the chief of the Tanana Police Department for a year in 95 and 96. I got hired by the Alaska State Troopers in 1996, and my first post was in Palmer. In 1999, my family and I moved to Nanilchik. I vividly remember the Millennium celebrations, and I was working that night on the Kenai Peninsula there in Nanilchik. In 2001, we transferred to Nome, and I spent 2 years working in Nome and the 13 surrounding villages there. In 2004, we came here to Sitka for the second time, and so my family and I moved here, and I was an instructor at the academy for about 3 years. And then in 2007, so that was the first time my wife pinned on a badge as a corporal. And then we went to Fairbanks, and I was a sergeant there, so she pinned on my sergeant badge. I started off as a patrol sergeant, and I also ran the child abuse investigations unit there for 3 years. I ran the drug unit there for a while, and then I promoted to lieutenant and came back here to Sitka. That's when she pinned on my most recent badge until today. And I was the academy commander here at the DPS Training Academy for the last 7.5 years of my career. I retired in 2021, 4 years ago. They asked me to come back as interim chief here in the Sitka Police Department, and I was very honored that they would ask that, very humbled. I live here in Sitka. My family lives here in Sitka. I have two adult children and two grandkids. I care about Sitka as a community. I care about the safety of Sitka, and so I felt it was my responsibility. I have this experience. I have 25 years of law enforcement training and experience and leadership experience. I felt my duty to share that with the community when they were in need.
So now you're going to be policing in Sitka. You know, what do you kind of expect or envision, you know, for working in that capacity in Sitka versus as an educator?
Sure. It's a very different capacity. And in my role at the academy as the academy commander, I kind of liken myself to a school principal. Yes, I did some of the training, but mostly I was overseeing everything in day-to-day operations and supervising the civilian staff and dealing with personnel issues with the students, et cetera. And so that's always going to be the case anytime you're in an administrative role, which I am here as the chief. Certainly I have law enforcement authority. I'm going to be a working chief, but I have to deal with all the administrative tasks. For example, today, stuff that came across my desk, let's say we have an alcohol license to approve. That's just one thing that popped up today. So there's a dozen things a day that the police department does that the public never knows about or hears about. And as I expected, I'm learning a lot. And that's the attitude I came in with, is I don't know what it's like to run a municipal police department. I don't pretend to know. I bring a lot of law enforcement experience and a lot of leadership experience, but that's helpful, that's useful. I'll draw on that every day, but it doesn't completely prepare me to run a municipal department, and I know that.
The full-time hire that's going on right now, they had two candidates come in over the last couple of weeks, mm-hmm. and you're a part of that process, right?
Correct.
That when you joined to help with the hiring process, did you know that you were going to be stepping into the interim role, or did that come about as a result of sort of the process?
We knew that it was likely. I won't say definitively we knew for sure, but we knew there was a pretty good chance that was going to be happening, just depending on how long it took and when they were ready to have the new interim chief step in. And it just coincided with the 1st of July. And so that's when I stepped into the role. And I'll be here, like I said, until the new person is selected and moves here. And of course, they have to give 2 weeks' notice. And even when John Leach, the city manager, makes the final selection, because that is entirely up to him, it then has to go before the assembly for final approval. And that's going to take a couple weeks, because you have to have it on the agenda in time, et cetera. And then once they approve it, then we can make a job offer. Then they can put in their 2 weeks' notice. Then they can start their move. So you can see how this just is a long chain of events.
Is the plan to overlap with the person for a little bit when they come on?
I believe so, but that's going to be, again, up to John Leach. And my new boss with the restructuring of city government a little bit is the new assistant city manager, Josh Brantover. And so I've been working very well with him. I've been in his office 3 times today, just because we're both new to this job and getting things ironed out. And it's going really, really well. I think extremely highly of both of them. They're both incredibly passionate, kind, dedicated men who really want what's best for this community.
And so looking forward, you know, there's maybe some, you know, relationship rebuilding that needs to happen. Is that a part of your vision? You know, again, you could be in the role for a short amount of time, I know, but what is your vision as an interim director? What do you see is possible?
100%, that's part of my vision. And so, you know, I've been asked, what is my leadership style? And it evolves over time. I think any good human who gives that some thought realizes I'm not the same today as I was 5 or 10 years ago. And I think the leadership role that is needed for this time in the department is one of questioning, not why are we doing things that way in a ridiculing or condemning manner, but why are we doing things that way? Because I want to learn about it. Again, I've never run a municipal department, and I want to learn why we're doing things that way. I want to learn where our problems are. And certainly I've started already doing outreach to our stakeholders. And it's not to say this is how things are going to be. It's so that I can reach out to these groups, the tribe, for example, and say, what do we need to do? How is our relationship? And are there things that need to be fixed? So in no way am I coming in and saying, this is how we're going to do things. I'm coming in and saying, how should we do things? And often those best answers come from the employees. So I've already taken a lot of time to meet with several of the employees one-on-one. With only 3 days on the job and different shifts, I haven't met with them all, certainly, but that's going to continue for a long time. They have the best answers. I know that employees have the best answers because they're the ones that are seeing and dealing with the problems up close and personal.